This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. This month's K-State Garden Hour covers the process for establishing a thriving prairie habitat. Amy Keir, Johnson County Natural Resources Extension Agent, discusses the benefits of prairie landscapes, plant selection, and maintenance techniques to create a beautiful, sustainable ecosystem right at home.
So you really have two options for the actual design. You can go just natural plot, not really any structure to it. You're just going to go with a seed mix, and you're just going to toss the seed out there. Sometimes we get people calling in, and that's what they want to do. They don't want to go to the trouble of designing where each species is going to go. They just put it out there. Now, the only issue with this is that you won't know what's growing where. So when weedy species, stuff that you don't want to grow, when they start coming up, you're going to have to try and figure out what these seedlings look like. Is that giant ragweed, or is that something that I actually put in there? The other thing is, usually when people go this route, they're thinking, I just want to throw seed out there and then leave it to its own devices, and then I'll have a prairie. And that's just not going to be the case. Nonetheless, this is the cheap route because seed is cheaper and it's not as time consuming. You can just scatter the seeds. Maybe you do this in your backyard where people aren't wanting to look at something really designed. The other route is going and actually designing a plot, a schematic of where every single plant's going to be planted. It's very specific. This designed look would probably do better in, you know, your front yard where people are going to be seeing it. I will also say that you can find all kinds of these native garden designs online all over the place. You just honestly on Google, just type in native garden design and all sorts of these things will come up. But the most important thing is with native plants, there is a little bit of pushback because sometimes your gardens can look a little unkempt and it can make your yard look like you just haven't mowed for however many weeks. You're being lazy. So you have to make it look like you've done things intentionally. What I mean by intentionality leads to public acceptance is basically add in a path. No, you're not really inviting the public to come walk through your yard, but it makes it look like this is really designed. Okay. I didn't just throw seeds out there and just say, yay, I don't have to mow for the rest of the year. Put in a bench. Sometimes people put signs. They usually suggest, especially in the front yard, to try and keep everything to 2 to 3 feet in height. And if you do have something that's real tall, keep it towards the back. Because again, the worst thing that you can do is have something really tall growing towards the front. Not only does it block a lot of your garden, but it might lean over and be in the sidewalk and then it's causing problems. So yes, be intentional with your design, but you want a nice variety of heights. So lots of low, a medium amount of, you know, mid height. So like 2 feet, 3 feet, and then throw in a tree, a small little tree. It's all what you want. Again, you're designing it. And keep this in mind. All of these individual plants, these species, that is a battlefield. They're fighting for survival, all of them. Some are going to win, some are going to lose, but they're not working together necessarily. They're out there, and if there's resources available, they're going to take as much of it as they can. If it means that a whole bunch of other plants nearby don't get any, that's just how it is. But that's how you've got to think about this, is that it's a battlefield. And if you want to let nature take its course, then you have to be okay with letting some of the plants that you planted die. And maybe you don't have as many species present as you started with. If not, then you're going to have to do some intervention to make sure that you keep certain ones in check and you help other ones that are struggling.
That's Amy Keir, Johnson County Natural Resources Extension Agent, with information on how to establish a prairie habitat at home. To watch the full webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.